Griswold Golf has already had a busy week with golf matchups on Monday and Tuesday. The boys fell in both matchups, but featured Hoke and Hook as a medalist on Monday, while the boys didn't feature a medalist in yesterday's duel against Underwood. This young Griswold team has only continued to see improvement, including Colton Taylor, who was shooting in the 80s to start the season and has brought his stroke count down to the mid-50s.
On the boys' side, Hogan's definitely our leader and has the most experience by far. A lot of those boys are brand new to golf, so they're super green. But with a green golfer, they just improved so much that first year. Colton Taylor, I think his first outing was close to 80 strokes. Yesterday he played, and I think he was down to like 52 or 53. So he's taken off a lot. So those green ones, they can take off a lot of strokes in a hurry. And our team score should be improving and continue to improve.
Looking at the girls' team, Griswold features both Lindsey Kaiser and Joanna Reynolds. While these two cannot account for a full team, they sure push each other just like one. Head coach Jason Reynolds sees these two girls continue to push each other in every single competition and practice, as they only continue their streak of shooting well after both girls earned the two top spots yesterday against Underwood.
Two girls, for one, they're great teammates. They play golf with each other pretty much every day, and they encourage each other and push each other in the same time. So they're going to continue to be solid players for us, and they can identify their weaknesses too, and the areas they need to work on. Like they'll finish a round and their putting may not have been what they wanted, so they'll kind of shore that up and clean that up for the next time. So I would expect their scores to stay in those 40s, even the lower half of the 40s as they continue to get better.
The majority of practices for Griswold have been working on the short game. While it seems simple to adjust and shoot well on the course, sometimes it is about learning the clubs in your bag and how hard you will need to hit the ball in order to place it in short game situations.
I'm a big believer in short game. I think the majority of your strokes are around the green, whether chipping or putting. So we spent more than half of our time around the green, chipping and putting. But as far as adjusting to the greens and the green speeds, that varies from course to course. So we arrive on site at a new course. We putt some flat ones. We putt them up the hill, down the hill to get used to that speed. Work on lag putts and work on those three-footers. If we can avoid a three-putt, that's the plan.
Everybody loves a Snickers, which may have nothing to do with golf for most teams, but the Tigers use that as motivation in practice to earn a Snickers in competitive play. These athletes will play competitive games with each other, even out on the course, for a little prize. Coach Reynolds is looking for his boys to break that 200 mark and wants his girls to continue their consistency on the course, in which these games will help them to reach that mark.
At this point on the boys' side, we're working on PRs and lowering that score. I also challenge them. I call it a Snickers score. I'll have a number in my head. If they hit that number, beat that number, it's worth a Snickers. So those are some kind of fun games that we play. And then they also have games within their groups, too. Like they'll play each other either in practice, it's competitive, and even in golf meets, it'll be competitive. As far as goals go, I'd like to see the boys shoot close to that 200 mark, but I think they can do it because each one of those kids has the potential of shooting around that 50 or maybe breaking 50. And then Hogan, he's generally in the 40s or low 40s. As far as the girls, we only have two girls, so we don't have a team score, but they continue to be solid. I kind of expect them to play well in the postseason as well.
Tomorrow, the Tigers will be traveling to Audubon to play against the Wheelers for the first time at the Wheelers course. The main goal for Griswold is to make good decisions while identifying what will give them the next best shot.
Audubon's going to be a new course. We're going to Audubon, and not all these kids have seen Audubon, especially the brand new one. The goal for them is just to make good decisions. You know, identify where your hazards are, where your misses are going to possibly be, and make good decisions and keep that in play, get it in the house as quick as possible.
Griswold travels to Audubon for tomorrow's duel at the Audubon Golf and Country Club. The duel will start at 4 p.m., and we'll have all the coverage for you right on WesternIowaToday.com. I'm Zach Callens, reporting.